Hi, I'm Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. And my aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. We all know the scorpion and frog story, don't we? There was a scorpion and a frog that met on the bank of a stream. And the scorpion asked the frog to carry him across on his back. The frog asks, "How do I know you won't sting me?" And the scorpion answers, "Because if I do, I will die too." The frog is satisfied and they set out, but in midstream the scorpion stings the frog. The frog feels the onset of paralysis and starts to sink, knowing they both will drown, but has just enough time to gasp, "Why?" replies the scorpion, "It's my nature." This story speaks a big truth that we all have to understand and work with every day. You can only ask something of a person or an organization, then expect it to be delivered if they are capable of delivering, if it is in their nature. So consider the nature of the NHS. It is set up to deliver medical methods and procedures that can be rolled out nationwide. And for hip replacements and emergency stroke treatment and much else, the NHS can deliver. Like McDonald's hamburgers, the same medical treatment will, broadly speaking, be in Inverness as in Doncaster, as in Cornwall, as everywhere. But what if the delivery of depression counselling can never be standardised? What if there is no single counselling approach that is better than any other? And horror of horrors, what if some counsellors are better than others, and that these good counsellors need to be allowed to get on and do their stuff? That was the two truths of counselling reported in an earlier podcast. The answer is that the NHS cannot cope with that because it goes against its nature. The nature of the NHS is to medicalise and to standardise, so to roll it out nationwide. But the best counselling cannot be standardised. We know that. The evidence is beyond doubt, and indeed there will be people employed by the NHS who will also know it, but they will not be able to speak it and be heard. And so the NHS tries and tries to standardise and to medicalise, because that is what it does. The current attempt by the NHS to standardise counselling has been to elevate cognitive behavioural therapy, CBT, above all the rest. They have found some spurious evidence that it is the best, and now there is a CBT industry that can earn a nice living by delivering this standardised and manualised treatment nationwide, and who will be tenaciously protect the NHS provision of CBT from all comers. But CBT will never deliver what is being promised, because counselling cannot be standardised. Notwithstanding, the NHS will keep going, as ever in thrall to the vested interests of the deliverers of standardisation, as the NHS knows no other way. It's in its nature, like the scorpion.